Hey, hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to episode 46, week 46 of the Choking Hazard podcast. As ADT does a classic intro for himself.
Back in the cold one, open with the boys, baby.
The boys.
that's how you know we're
I
here.
I am here with the boys, the co-hosts, Sugarfree and Os over there.
Hello.
ADT down there.
Hello.
And, dude, look at that fresh fade. I get some...
Just stepped out the barber's chair.
Yeah, he just climbed out of the barber's chair, and he is here with that fresh fade.
And, of course, our producer, MB Hammer. He's lurking in the shadows.
He's in the booth.
He's in the booth. Yeah, he's in the booth. It's getting a bit cramped in our booth. I think we need to have separate booths.
What?
What? Is this going to segue to something?
No.
Okay, I was...
And the E3 booth for... Yeah, that was...
Yeah, we are going to talk a bit about E3 this week. But we'll start with a bit of news that I announced on the stream this morning that you guys don't know.
No, we don't know.
I'm becoming an adult. And I'm going to start having mortgage payments to make instead of rent payments.
Hey, look at homeowner Bruffy.
Turning 30, buying a house. It's getting serious now.
Congratulations on your near lifetime of debt, sir.
Why, thank you.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, you're going through your life like an itinerary. You're like, all right, checked off that. 30 years old, must buy a house, must get married. Okay.
What's next? Dog, marriage, babies.
White picket fence.
Yeah.
Dude, I want a white picket fence. That'd be nice. Just put one around my trailer.
So yeah, I mean the our previous landlord, I guess our ex-landlord now, has wanted to sell this house pretty much ever since we moved in. In fact, before we moved in, he wanted to sell it, and he had an offer for it. And then he at the last minute, he pulled out on that offer that he had and decided to rent it instead. And then we found it and rented it. And then about 2 months after us living here, he was like, okay, I want to sell it again. And then that just kind of tells you the kind of landlord that we've had to deal with the last year and a half, basically.
Jeez.
Now it's your property. You can start taking down walls and making changes and painting stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had a contract for 6 months, and then we had a contract for a year after that. So he had it on the market, but it was still, like, it was advertised as with live-in tenants. So no one really was interested. So then he was like, and the landlord basically was wanting to move him and his family to Australia. So he had to sell the house at that point. So we were having to move out. I think it would have been mid-July our contract was up. And then we thought, you know what, we like it here. We don't want to move. Unlike the last time when we moved house, we actually were upgrading and wanted to move. This time, you know, it wouldn't have been as nice. We wanted to stay here, so we thought, let's buy it. Well, it wasn't obviously that simple of a decision, but you know,
let's just buy it.
Why not? And we ended
Which
up.
Money must be pretty good. Those random malls, man. They bought you a house.
Well, we ended up getting it for less money than what he had originally before we rented it. We actually bought it for less than what he had as an offer. So
that's good. Shrewd negotiation.
He paid for, you know, not just making his mind up in the first instance, which, you know, fair enough. But yeah, we're officially homeowners.
Wow, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That's kind of funny because the reason I'm in a different location, I'm in my mom's house because I'm helping her move out because she's selling our house.
Okay.
So
is she buying a new house to replace it? Or is she like, what's she doing?
I think she's
just going to live on the street.
Yeah. Well, that, on the other, yeah. Yeah, going to rent. Cool.
So yeah, gonna, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's always lovely to move house. That must be fun.
Yeah, it's not great, but, you know, it's time. You know, we've all moved out. I live on my own. My sister lives on her own. She's got a three-month-old, so
yeah,
it's time to make some changes.
Doesn't need the big house anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Fair enough. Mm. We're all making changes. Nos, where's your big change?
No, I've done all the changing. Look, I got my my gay little car. I got my trailer. I'm happy. All right, I don't need to change.
Oh well, okay. Oh yeah, he did obviously receive the rent money for the last year and a half, but we're now paying £9 per month less for the mortgage than we were on the rent.
Dude, I hate that opinion. That rent's just throwing your money away.
Yeah, that's
like, you can't exactly buy, you know, an apartment, you know, if you want the apartment lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, to a certain extent, like, yes, you can always, with hindsight, you can think, okay, well, if I'd bought then I would have money in a house or in an apartment that, you know, I might get back if I sell it.
Yeah, and but some people don't want to dedicate themselves to one piece of property or house for 30 years.
Yeah, like, how do you know where you want to live? How do you know what you want to do? You know, we didn't know that we would be so happy here, living where we are. So, you know, you gotta keep those options open, and renting is really the only way to do that.
And the onus is on you, if you own something, to do all of the repairs, get it all done.
That's it,
you know,
now.
You can still move if you buy. Yeah, but you have to actually, like, get rid... You have to actively work to get rid of the house. You can't just move out.
Yeah, that's it. I know.
Like, you can't, I mean... No.
Yes,
there's an argument for both sides.
Yeah. That is the thing that...
No, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
As always. Yeah. The neighbor kids with their screaming and, you know, annoyancing and annoying behavior isn't going away anytime soon, I guess, but...
Well,
all right with me if we don't have
to
actually...
For a little extra money, you know.
Well,
they could probably disappear, you know.
Hey, all I'm saying is you might be seeing them on the back of a milk carton sometime soon.
So,
coming to a milk carton near you.
Should we talk a bit about E3? Like, you know, how much of it did you guys watch?
That was a beautiful transition there. It's like we locked the brakes and almost hit a stop sign to get into that transition right there.
I mean, I don't think anyone would be able to do that. That would be pretty silly, to be honest, to do something like that.
E3 was cool. I liked E3. I miss Sony, though. I wish they were there. Now that I have a PlayStation, I can actually play those games.
Yeah, I mean, should we talk about the big thing first before we go into the games of Xbox?
Keanu Reeves was there.
Yeah,
he was there in the flesh.
Okay,
and he was breathtaking. That was the big thing. Yeah.
Keanu was the big thing. What a legend. Like, what a moment.
He is a legend.
I think he's such a cool dude, too.
Yeah. He's so cool.
You know, he gets a bad rap for, you know, playing kind of monotone, one-dimensional roles, but... He seems like a genuine dude, so if he gets work and he gets to be the same person that gets to help people out, then whatever, it's cool.
And the reveal for Cyberpunk was great, because, I mean, Cyberpunk was already, it's already, like, hyped to the moon, right? Yeah. And then Keanu pops up, it's like, oh my god, they got Keanu for the game. And then they were, like, introducing, it's like, oh my god, they have Keanu in real life, he's actually here, so...
And I feel like that was the only thing that they could have done to improve the hype for the game than what it already was.
You know what? I think so. Having Keanu Reeves was the only thing that could make Cyberpunk better.
Yeah.
He's such a nerdy dude, too. He's like, Cyberpunk! He's like, you're breathtaking. And they did this action pose. He's like, you're breathtaking.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
I really liked Donkey's Breakdown, video game Donkey's Breakdown of E3. Did you guys see that?
I haven't watched that. I watched the Supercut, though. I always watch this, the Crobcat Supercut. That's always
cool. Final Fantasy fans, say that five times fast, were trying to cancel Donkey because he said that Final Fantasy VII had like a convoluted plot. And they were like, you don't know what you're talking about. So it was great.
Well, I don't know
like
enough
nearly
to
every
just...
Japanese game.
Yeah.
Is that, like, to go on a complete tangent at this point, Does it not seem like fandom and supporters of various things, it's just getting worse and worse and worse as the years go on? I don't know it's what terrible. It is. Like, I've noticed specifically about Formula One, and previously the big thing was when Max Verstappen came in, and all of Max Verstappen's fans are kind of a bit, you know, extreme. But then as time has gone on, and you look on Instagram comments and all that YouTube video comments for Formula One and things, every single thing that happens and every single driver has these just insane dedicated fans and supporters who are just, I don't know, it's so weird now, the whole space of social media. I don't know how you can be a fan
of anyone other than Daniel Ricciardo on Formula One. I mean,
angelic smile.
He's the best driver by far. I mean, he's the most talented racer, the most attractive man on the grid, and he's really great.
You know what it is, bruv? It's not that they're like the fandom has changed, I don't think, so much, but it's that everyone on the internet has a voice now. So you can just go on Twitter and 100,000 people are trashing somebody because they can.
It was always there. It's just, but then don't you think, I suppose there's a certain element that each side gets each other worked up more, and then if the most that you can do is go to the pub and have an argument with a friend or someone else who's down there about who's the best driver, and then that's it, you go home. Whereas now there's an endless potential to argue with more people, and I feel like it makes people more insane about it.
Especially since they're anonymous and they can just continuously do it 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy.
And there's just so many people that have the ability to then, you know,
clash with each other. Cancel culture is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like if someone does one thing wrong, all of a sudden, luckily we're not famous, because I guarantee you anyone could pick anything from something we've said on the podcast and just
I just called my car I just called my car gay, so I would be done right there. I'd be like, beaten to death with a rainbow flag immediately.
You would be labeled, you know, an enemy of the community and, you know, banished for all eternity.
Yes. But,
it's just what social media has done, because everyone has access to everyone else. It's crazy. I shouldn't be able to get into an argument with some British kid, but I can.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to, but, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I suppose that we've got, kids now growing up who've not known anything different.
I hate children. Can we talk about that? I mean, children. Why do you hate children so much? They're terrible, dude. They're terrible. But children are so much worse today than they used to be.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I can't.
Because I mean, of the internet. That's
I can't
why.
Disagree with that.
I mean, but well, and part
maybe
because
we were kids. Yeah. Like, maybe we don't really know. Like, maybe they weren't.
Well, I imagine every generation has their version of what we're saying. Like, we grew up towards the beginning of like video games evolving, so people are probably like, oh, these kids, all they do is play video games all the time. But we weren't, at least in my opinion, because I was a kid when they were saying that, we weren't hurting anybody. Kids these days are like out there cyberbullying and making other kids kill themselves and stuff.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, the internet is one of the simultaneously greatest and worst things that's ever existed, I think. But it's so different
to bring back
from
corporal punishment and light bullying. That's what we need. We need to bring it back.
Light ribbing.
Yes.
I can't.
Like that's the thing with. I'm just saying, with bullying. Okay, people take it way too far, or they don't do it at all. Look, sometimes, you know, if you bring your body pillow to school, somebody's got to tell you that's wrong. Okay? Somebody's got to tell you.
Somebody's got to tell you. Somebody's got to let you know.
Yeah, you can't. No, that's bullying now. You know? I'm just saying. That's
not... John, when you bring your body pillow to school and run with your arms behind your back, it's not a good look, kid.
Yeah, no. Somebody's got to tell him.
But, like, I guess I say there's kids who've grown up with the internet and that's all they know now. But, like, have you, what would, I keep forgetting how old you two are. How much older am I than you guys?
I'm 22.
I'll be 25 in October.
All right, so not too much. But, I mean, has there been a point where you've grown up without, like, access to computers and internet and stuff?
Well, I've the first what time age I was it internet...
where, like, computers became, you know?
Well, for me, because, you know, poverty, I got internet at my home for the first time in 2012. So.
Okay.
Wow. I remember being on a Gateway computer that came in a box that looks like NASA's couch and, like, being on dial-up internet. That was the best.
Yeah, see,
you know,
we
yeah.
had money.
See, money. You remember dial-up internet. At least that gives me something. I remember dial-up internet.
I remember everybody had it, and I wish I did, but I don't remember anything past that.
But I feel like it's the kids who've grown up not knowing dial-up internet. Like, as soon as broadband became a thing, then, you know, everything just exploded, I think. And it's the people who've grown up with only knowing that have fallen into these, you know.
I mean, I would try... We are so off on a tangent. We got to get back to E3 at some point. But I don't know. I would have that more in line with, like, the rise of smartphones and mobile devices with internet.
Yeah, I guess.
Like that's the corruption of youth. Not just the internet, but having the internet all the time.
Yeah.
Like, at least with computers, you have a definite separation of I'm on the internet and I'm not on the internet.
Yeah, that's
fair. With your phone, I mean, you know, every meal you sit down, you got to take a picture of it, you know, or you see something dumb and you've got to make a TikTok or whatever.
And if you're having an argument with someone, you don't have to wait until you actually get back to the computer to respond. You get a notification popping up with the argument right there, so you can get right riled up immediately before you've even opened the app.
Yeah, I think mobile devices and the internet are going to be the complete downfall of society.
When did the iPhone release?
iPhone?
The original iPhone. I still remember it really. 2007? Really? Wow.
I was going to say 2008, because I remember a buddy of mine had it, and we were all like, whoa, that's crazy. But he was rich, so.
Yeah. I remember I had the Nokia N95 instead, and it wasn't until the iPhone 4 that the functionality of iPhones became better than that phone.
Yeah.
Or and I feel I like that was when... the point that I started to be fully connected all the time.
Yeah, when phones like that were accessible to normal consumers, I think that's when things went bad.
Yeah.
You know, when iPhones were still for the upper class, maybe it wasn't too bad. But now that, you know, any Joe Blow can walk into a Verizon store and get an
any
iPhone
kind of smartphone.
XR,
you know? Doesn't even have to be an iPhone these days.
I'm a loyal Apple fanboy.
I Google Pixel, brother. Okay, much better.
How's that?
It's very good.
I heard bad things about the Pixel 3 when I was, because I was going to get it. I was thinking about it.
Well, I have the Pixel 2. I haven't heard anything about the Pixel 3. So.
I can't get, like, every time I've tried an Android phone, I've just not been able to get with it, get used to it.
It's so much better. I hated mine.
I know, like from a perspective of, I know that I would much prefer to have an Android phone with deep within me, but because I like to be able to, you know, control everything and take time and look at everything. But then on the other hand, I just don't have the time to do that. So, like,
yeah, I gotta say, if my LG G3 was still working, it just, like, died on me, I would probably still have that phone. I love that. I went, my first smartphone was the iPhone 4S. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the LG G3. That died. Then I went to the 6S. And now I'm on the 10S because I'm rich New Yorker with AirPods.
Oh, well, he got his AirPods in. He can't hear us.
I don't like big phones, so I'm stuck now. Like, I had the iPhone 4, then I got a 6, and I was like, this is too big. I don't like it. I used it for a year, and I never got used to it because I like to use one hand only. I feel like if I'd had a bigger phone, like the 6S, 6 Plus, then it would have actually been better, because I don't go into it thinking I can use one hand and then not actually being able to use one hand and I have to use two. Like with a big phone, you know that you've got to use two hands.
I think
for it.
Anything other than this Pixel X, like anything bigger than this Pixel XL, would be way too big.
But then, yeah. But like after the 6, I went to the SE and I've still got it because that's the perfect form factor for me. Like I like having that SE size. It's obviously, you know, 6S, I think, levels of capabilities inside it. But I just like being able to do everything with one hand instead of having to use two for everything.
Yeah, I can just about reach all four corners with one hand.
Yeah.
And that's like just the right size for me. I don't get the people that want the giant phones that don't even fit in your pocket.
I just want a tablet in my pocket.
Just strap it onto your back.
Although I've got to say, the whole folding phone thing has really got me intrigued. But I didn't like Samsung's version of it, the fold. I thought that was stupid, having one screen on the front and then one screen, like the bigger screen when you open it out. But the, was it Huawei with their folding version? I can't remember what it's called.
I'm not sure.
Like the way that then folds outwards, so you're doubling up the screens and you only need one camera. Like I like that idea. So it's small on the front, but then you can have, you know, even bigger phone experience folded.
Huh. Hey, so should we go back to E3, by the way?
E3? We were talking... How did we get on to all of this tangent from E3?
I have no idea. This is, yeah. Well, I think I said that I hated children, and it went from...
it had something to do with fandoms. Oh, because I said that Donkey's review.
Oh, yeah.
People attacked
him. Oh, yeah. Anyway, hey, I have good news. Microsoft realized that they have this thing called Windows. They finally realized it. If people play games on Windows, they finally figured it out. And this Game Pass, dude. This Game Pass is some sweet deal. Have you guys seen this at all?
Yeah, it's
Game Pass.
Yeah. I was genuinely like, what, when they announced it? Because I couldn't believe the value proposition of that.
Dude, I am playing Metro Exodus off of no Epic Store for $1. Do you know how much? Do you know how erect I got when I booted that game up? Because I didn't have to go on the Epic Store and buy it for $80. It was excellent. I was so excited. It's also a pretty good game. I like it, but it's great.
So should we explain the new Game Pass?
Yes.
For those who didn't
see it. Know it. I'm an
Xbox
guy.
Have you got regular Game Pass at the minute?
I do. I got it when Sea of Thieves came out because I was like, I'm not paying $60 for this trash. But yeah.
And then you've kept it since.
I just never, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've gotten your money's worth from it? Like the $60 that you would have spent on Sea of Thieves? Do you feel like you've...
Oh, what a scumbag.
Oh, no, I didn't turn off alerts. Damn it.
That's fine. Yeah, sure. I think I did because I also downloaded Forza Horizon 4 and I had some good times with that.
Yeah.
Some other games that I've always wanted to play, like Fable 2.
I think I got was it free or $1 maybe for Game Pass and played Forza Horizon 4, but then I didn't renew it because I was I felt like I was done at that point. But this new Game Pass Ultimate is ridiculous.
It's insanity.
Go on, Noss. Explain.
Well, anyway, so there's Game Pass PC now, which is what I bought since I don't have Xbox Live, but you can also get Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which is like Xbox Live, Xbox Game Pass, and Game Pass PC for like nothing. Basically, I just have Game Pass for PC. But, you know, you get all those Microsoft exclusives that you know of. And you also got, like, I'm playing Metro Exodus. There's just a ton of games. There's too many to list. And, of course, they're going to add more. But
isn't it like $15 for Ultimate?
I think it's $4.99 right now. For the Ultimate? I'm not sure. I know that some people were able to upgrade their Xbox Live to Ultimate for really, really cheap.
It's like $1, I think.
Yeah, I think you can try out Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for $1 at the minute.
Which is insanity. It's absolutely insanity.
So you get in Ultimate, I think it's $15 a month. You get your Xbox Live Gold just baked into that, so you don't need to pay any extra for that. And Game Pass for Xbox and PC. So you're getting access to, like, because Xbox Game Pass on PC is offers different games than it does on the Xbox One. But most of them will probably still be the same, and they'll try to, you know, bring them together, I imagine. But, you know, that's incredible. All those games on PC and Xbox, plus you don't need to worry about Xbox Live Gold again. Like, that's pretty impressive as a package, as a subscription service.
Yeah, and the new app is actually it's halfway decent. You know, I'm happy with it.
What's this, like, PC
app? The app you have to use to play the games on PC. It looks pretty good.
Okay,
my opinion. For instance, right now I've got Forza Horizon 4, Metro Max. I can't believe I'm playing Metro Exodus. I thought I was never going to play this game. I wanted to play this game so bad. But I was like, nope, can't give Epic my money. And now I just skirt around it, and bam. But like, here, let me just take a quick look at it. Just some highlights. Let's see here. Let's see, you've got that State of Decay 2, which I don't think that was a particularly great game, but, you know, don't worry about it. Wolfenstein 2's on here. Rise of the Tomb Raider's on here.
All the Gears of War games will be on there, I'm sure.
Yeah, Gears 4 is on here.
For PC, yeah.
Yeah, for PC. I think Gears of War Ultimate is on Game Pass for Xbox.
Yeah.
Prey is on here. Ark's on here. I know some people like that, even though it runs like doo-doo. let's see here. What else is on here?
And this is all just on PC as part of the...
Yeah, Wasteland 2's on here. Hotline Miami, even though those are kind of cheaper games. Might as well mention them because they're good games.
I like those games. Yeah.
The Abzu is on here that you really liked.
Let's see. It seems like Xbox are just going completely, you know, the opposite way to what PlayStation are doing. Like, they're trying to get...
Yeah, it's almost as if they're somewhat pro-consumer.
Yeah.
It disgusts me.
But they're doing the whole Netflix for games type deal.
Oh,
like,
actually, Gears of War Ultimate Edition is on PC as well.
Okay.
Gears of War Ultimate for Windows 10.
Hmm. But, yeah, like, they're doing the whole Netflix for games. Like, that's their shtick now. But the problem with that is that they're not going to necessarily have any exclusive games to sell an Xbox One, or, well, whatever the next console is going to be that we know now is coming holiday next year. They're not going to have any games to push the sales of that anymore. Like, you know, the PS4.
Well, see, that, I mean...
Yeah, and it's been like that for a while.
Yeah, but people... I still maintain the idea that people who want a console are not interested in PC in the first place. You know? They don't want to put forth the extra money up front to have a decent PC. You know, there'll always be a place for consoles, you know, so.
Yeah, but what I mean is, if, you know, if someone's looking to be able to play all the games, then they would buy a PlayStation console and a PC.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like, there's no reason to buy an Xbox, whatever it will be, because you can get all of Xbox's games now on PC. But the flip side of that is that the best way to play those Xbox games is, even whether you're on PC or on an actual Xbox console, is going to be through this, you know, Game Pass subscription service. And that is going to, well, they're banking on that doing better for them, I guess, than just straight game sales would. So it's an interesting, you know, things are changing. It's not a classic console cycle experience anymore, it seems, going into this next generation. PlayStation might keep with that, but it seems like Xbox aren't. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes, whether in, like, you know, 3 or 4 years' time, we're all just subscribed to Xbox Game Pass and we play exclusively on that.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, The Outer Worlds is on Xbox Game Pass as well, which it's not out yet, but that'll be a brand new game. Just bam, you got it on launch. Just yeah. It's here. You know, that's insane.
And the new Gears probably too that's coming out.
Yeah, the new Gears is also on it. Halo Master Chief Collection for PC is going to be on here as well, which is sick. Dude, I can't. Because I never played Halo on Xbox. What? So I'm excited to play it with a mouse and keyboard as shooters should be played. I think it's going to be really good.
I played the original. I never owned an original Xbox, and I played the original Halo at a friend's house, and we played through the co-op, and I enjoyed it. But then I never really, you know, went with anything else, to be honest. So,
Yeah, but Xbox Game Pass is sick. Microsoft doing a great job. I'm happy to be on Windows, and I'm a happy customer of Game Pass, for sure.
I never really got that argument that first-person shooters should be played on mouse and keyboard. I never understood that.
It's just better.
I know it's better. Like, it's much easier to point and click and shoot and aim and stuff. But I feel like it takes away, in a way, from the skill. You know, like, if you were actually in a war situation, it wouldn't be as easy to just be like, headshot, headshot, headshot. You know, you need a little finesse with the controller.
I don't know. This could send me to an argument,
I feel.
Well, no, I mean, my argument with that always is that I can eat soup with a fork, and yeah, it's pretty impressive, but I'm still not using the right tool for the job to make it as easy as possible, you know?
Yeah, well, two sides, you know,
putting yourself at a handicap and then saying, oh, I'm so skilled because I have this handicap, you know? Just remove all the handicaps, use the best equipment possible, and then be as good as you possibly can be. You know.
I've often wondered if I would enjoy first person shooters more with mouse and keyboard than
you probably would.
I'm not really into first person shooters, but you know, maybe having that more control over it or whatever, or feeling like I'm actually, you know, close to the screen and in it would do that, but I don't know. I don't really care.
I mean, you know, you can always try Xbox Game Pass. You could. I'm sure there's something on there. There's got to be something.
I mean, yeah, you can play the Gears games, but those aren't really first person. Yeah.
Here's a question: what happens with DLC with Xbox Game Pass? Like, obviously, the new Forza Horizon has just had new LEGO DLC. Do you have to pay for that? You have to buy it. So then that's kind of weird, because then if your Game Pass ends, you own the DLC for a game that you don't own.
Yeah, now that is a bit wishy-washy for sure, but I don't know. I'm happy right now.
Let's not talk about the cons right now. Nas is trying to sell this thing.
That definitely is a con for sure.
What are we thinking about the new consoles, by the way? Since Sony haven't mentioned anything, but they've essentially told us the specs.
You put an SSD in your Xbox? And it's faster? Wow, there's no way I could have told you that.
It's kind of crazy to think
that. Never seen before. Never seen before, these frame rates. We've never seen them.
On a console.
Fair enough, but you know. I always just find it funny when they pitch these consoles, you know.
Yeah, but it does seem like, you know, in fairness, it seems like they are going to be a huge leap on the consoles that exist now. But that's because also the consoles that exist now were pretty much behind immediately when they first came out.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's good. It's not like I'm sitting here hoping for bad technology to come out.
No.
But, you know.
I hope Xbox is the better overall package, because I want to use Xbox controllers more.
Dude, I just got an Elite controller recently.
Oh, they're really good.
Before it was announced that a new one was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so expensive.
I was just going to say, the second edition, isn't it nearly $200?
Yes, it's $179.
Yeah, that's too expensive.
Dude, you know, I love the reaction of the guy that, like, asked whoever was pitching that, like, how much it was. Like, the facial reaction of the guy sitting in the chair when he said $179. He's like,
It's like the people at the Apple thing when they're like, and you can buy a stand for $999. And the crowd was just like,
Yeah, wait a second.
That was not the reaction. They were like,
Are the Elite controllers worth it, though? Can't you just go buy a SCUF controller and it's exactly the same?
Like, I don't know. But I thought the Elite controllers feel so good, dude.
I mean, how much is a SCUF controller these days? Not that I'm in the market.
Yeah, they are. I've noticed they're all pretty expensive. The Elite controller is impressively good. I mean, I've had mine for a while now, and it is impressive how good the build quality of it is, and you know the customization that you can do to it. I haven't really done as much as what you could.
Okay, SCUF controllers are $159. Never mind. Okay, maybe this is reasonably priced. It's just inappropriate. Yeah, I'm going to keep buying $20 360 controllers on Amazon. Thank you.
Still a good controller, to be fair.
The weight of it and like the pads on the back and I don't know. And the fucking joysticks are so good too. It's like everything is so great about it. Yeah. I love it. I can't imagine playing with a regular one controller now.
Have you gotten used to the paddles on the back?
No, I mean like the rubber on the back.
Oh, right, okay.
I took the paddles off.
Paddles off as well. Like, I thought they were so useful, and I really wanted to have a reason to use them, but I could never get used to them. They were just too in the way. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to say the same. I spent time setting up all the paddles and everything, and then I was like, I never remember to use these, so why are they on the controller? Yeah.
For me, it was like the way that I was holding the controller as well. I tend to like to grip with one of the fingers that would have been used for one of the paddles. So, like, to then, you know, work that in. But, you know, it is an impressively built controller, and what you get out of it is...
The PS4 controller straight doo-doo, I'm going to be honest. It's real bad.
It is. It's so bad.
I can't stand it.
Can we all agree that the PlayStation controller DualShocks are just terrible?
It's not as good. I actually don't mind it as much as people hate it.
Well, the Xbox Elite controller is the first Xbox controller that's taken me away from my DualShock 4. I'm not using the DualShock 4 at all anymore, and any time I have to play my PlayStation, I'm like,
oh, yeah. I feel like unless, you know, until you've... All these people who say that they prefer PS4 controllers, they haven't given time to a proper
they just
controller.
Have little tiny baby hands.
the PS4 controllers are better for smaller hands.
I do have tiny baby hands, though, to be fair.
And you've even learned to prefer the Xbox controller.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't like is the D-pad being in the position that it is on the Xbox controller, because...
I like that a lot.
You have the ability with... I think it's like the new... The really new... SCUF controllers, you can swap out the D-pad and the analog stick and you can move them locations wise.
That's a feature.
But the reason is that I use the D-pad for fighting games. I don't use the analog stick because the analog stick's terrible for fighting games. And getting used to the D-pad in that position it's not fun. I wish you could swap them.
I feel like the better position for the things that you're going to use most often is where the things are now on the Xbox controller. So the buttons where they are and the joystick where it is on the left. For those are the things that you're going to be using the most often. But in those times where you want to use the D-pad more often, you want it in that place. Yeah. I can't handle the idea that you have to, you know, push forward with your thumb to be looking right on the PlayStation controllers. It's so weird, and people like the fact that it's symmetrical, but it's not ergonomical. It's not what you want, man.
For me it's ergonomical. It works for me, but I've learned to adapt to the Elite controller. It's just the build quality and just the way the sticks feel and everything. It's just so much better.
It
makes the DualShock 4 controller seem incredibly cheap. Like, yeah, super, super cheap.
Yeah, that is how good the build quality of the Elite controller is. That's true. But the to be fair to the DualShock, it is much, much better than previous PlayStation controllers. My God.
Yeah.
You go back and play on a PS3 now, well, and your hands will just break.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like the quality of the controller is good for the PS4. I just don't like the way it's laid out and its size, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it, I just don't like it. Yeah.
Each to their own.
What we need, just next console generation, just keyboard and mouse support. Bam.
For every game.
Yes, for every game.
I don't know.
So that we can have people complaining about people on mouse and keyboard walking all over everybody on controller.
Well, we're
gonna have to segregate
keyboard and mouse in most instances, apart from very few things like racing games or whatever, is the better way to, you know, the way to play a game that's going to give you the best results. But yeah. I don't enjoy it as much. I like a controller.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of using the keyboard to move around because it's similar to like a D-pad for me, but just like bigger. And I like using a joystick.
Yeah, I guess it's mainly, we've grown up, I guess, me and Andy T, in front of a TV with a controller and a console.
Well, I did too. So, yeah, man.
But then
you've... Got my Nintendo 64, GameCube.
I think the ideal solution is somebody needs to invent... you can use a mouse on the right-hand side and a joystick on...
Yeah, that's it.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so confusing.
Yeah. That's it, mouse for looking and aiming
and
shooting.
That's what
then...
you do, see, 200 IQ, buy a flight stick, and then map that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So... anything more from E3? Like, what about negatives of E3? Because we've talked about things that
Sony wasn't there. That's kind of sucked.
What do you think they're doing? What's their play with this? Like, what?
I have, probably just being anti-consumer somewhere in a dark corner. I don't know. I mean,
our next console will have no cross-platform whatsoever. All of our games, you're only allowed to play them on the PS4. You can't.
Yes.
So the rumors were that they were actually there, just very hush hush in the background, showing off a few demos, but nothing big, public and flashy.
Yeah. Mm.
Then why be there?
Show off demos. It's for the press to get them excited, to write articles about your games.
And it's already started now. The whole the rumors say that the PS5 is going to be quicker than the new Xbox, but then these other rumors say that the newer Xbox is going to be better than the PS5. They're going to be exactly the same. They've pretty much got the same stuff inside them.
Well, were the PS4 and the Xbox One exactly the same? I mean...
Yeah, but they had more differences inside them.
From what each of them have said, it sounds like they're talking from the hymn, they're singing from the same hymn sheet. You know, they've said exactly the same things.
Yeah, they got the same scripts. It's like, oh, we realize what game consoles are supposed to be about. Playing
games. Down to, like, they both mentioned SSDs, they both mentioned the same type of RAM, they both mentioned... Just
they've even got the same processor and everything.
They've got the same processor. I think there's going to be very little in it this race, which is great because it means competition. Actual competition.
And I heard that on the new Xbox, everything is going to be backwards compatible, so that's cool. Yeah. I hope they do the same thing on the...
Yeah, now that's that. I think that's the selling point of the Xbox One, is backwards compatible. Like, dude, if I can buy the new Xbox and still go back and play Red Dead Redemption on the new Xbox.
And even original Xbox games for those who still have them, and, you know, any Xbox 360 game or whatever, you know. That is an impressive selling point.
So Sony confirmed that the PlayStation 5 will be backwards compatible, but I think they said only with PS4 games.
Yeah. See, that's ridiculous. Yes. That's only stupid. To get one generation to, like, jump up.
Like, then it's a lot. It's not as if it's a big deal to do that anymore either. It's like, you know, the consoles are just essentially glorified PCs, and
I think
the architecture is very similar. that it doesn't take much wiggling around to just make them work.
I must be the only person that does not give a single fuck about backwards compatibility. Like,
really?
It's just, yeah, like when they announced they were dumping it from the PS3, I was like, fine, cool. Yeah. I don't use it anyway. I never used it on the PS2.
I play a game once and never again.
that's pretty much how I do things. I don't like going back to games that I've already played. I don't like going back to previous generations of games because they look shit compared to new games.
Bro.
No, to be fair, I always...
But you're wrong.
To be fair, Mario, I think the allure
of... How can I be wrong about Mario? How can I be wrong about something that's it's what I feel like? That's
your
what I feel
are
like.
Your feelings wrong. Yeah. Hammer, I've tried to explain this to you many times. You just can't get it. Yeah? It's just, you can feel wrong. It's possible.
I mean, speaking of backwards compatibility, I started my Gears of War 2 playthrough today on stream, and that's on an Xbox One, and it does bring up the whole Xbox 360 dashboard and interface and everything, and that's so easy. Like, I love that, but I can certainly see how backwards compatibility is, it's more hyped up than what people get from it, for most people. But I still think it's important, and to have it is so much more preferable than not having it. Like, could you imagine if the Nintendo Switch was backwards compatible, or at least gave you the option to play every single Nintendo game that has ever existed on N64, GameCube, the Game Boy games, Game Boy Advance games, the old Super Nintendo games. Like, can you imagine if all those games just worked on one console?
Everyone would own a Switch. Yeah. Everyone would own a Switch if that was the case.
And that would be, that is like the end goal of something of, in my eyes, of backwards compatibility. Like, that is, you've got this whole huge amount of games that all just work on one platform.
If I could play Super Mario Sunshine on the Switch... Nintendo, if anyone ever sees this, I will pay $60 for this.
GoldenEye, we've mentioned GoldenEye before as well.
The thing with emulators now. I mean, you know, emulators have got, especially on the Nintendo side, have gotten to the point where, I mean, you don't need a lot of power to run those. Just plop those just on the Switch. You know? Yeah. Just opens up an app and bam, you got an emulator.
Yeah.
So.
Damn, man.
I was actually just watching a thing. Digital Foundry put up a video of a new emulator console that you can buy now. I'm just trying to find the name of it. It's like the Poly Mega. It's called the Poly Mega, and you buy like the base power station, and then you can slot on an N60. You can slot on a Super Nintendo or a Mega Drive slot, but it's also got storage for like loads of different emulators for different games and stuff. So it's got like, you can have your PlayStation, your Mega Drive, your all the games all in one place, all under your TV, which is kind of cool.
With backwards, I don't
play old games, so.
Well, with backwards compatibility, the way Xbox One is doing it is the way. Because when I got the 4K TV, spoiler alert, I got a 4K TV from my office.
Mr. Moneybags over here.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I didn't get it. My mother actually got it. She wanted it so she could play video games back here. She doesn't like playing at a computer. Anyway, I just happened to watch the 4K, like GTA series video of the 4K Red Dead Redemption playthrough. And that's even with YouTube compression, it looked phenomenal. Like, having that old of a game at 4K, you know, native 4K, is insane, you know.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way to do backwards compatibility. Not just to allow you to play the games as they were, but to be able to make them better than they were.
Yeah, I agree. I think my point was just, I think that, for me, it's not a feature that's, like, impressive, but I think that if they've got the technology, might as well put it in. Because lots of people do love it. But I think a lot of people that were out crying that the PS4 didn't have backwards compatibility, I think a lot of them, if they actually sat down and looked at the amount of backwards compatibility that they did on previous consoles or other consoles, it's not actually that much, so it's not that much of a feature to lose. But that's just my way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, I know, the PS2 would play original PlayStation games.
Yes.
And then the original PS3s would play PS2 game.
Yeah, before they ripped that out to actually make the price somewhat reasonable.
Well, yeah. No, they. I had one of the day one PS3s, and they firmware removed backwards compatibility.
They did? Really?
Yeah.
Sony's great. Yeah, aren't they? Just what a great company.
They removed the ability to play PS2 games and PS1 games, and they also removed the ability to change the operating system to Linux.
Wow. I dislike Sony.
I have been having a growing dislike for Sony over the period of this generation.
Yeah, all you Microsoft fanboys would do.
Ooh.
To be fair.
True Governor said in the chat, there's a GoldenEye for PC in development. Like a remake.
There
of
is. GoldenEye. I've seen that.
That looks incredible. Like, it really does. I think it's just one guy building it in what's Epic's Unreal Engine. And it looks unbelievable. Like, the quality of the stuff, and it's so pretty much exactly the same as the original game. I don't know how this is being a thing without it being taken down at some point, and I fear that at some point somebody, either Nintendo or, you know, the people who own the James Bond rights or something, are all gonna come down on this and we'll never see the game. But that could become a thing. My God.
As soon as that download link goes live, he will immediately be summoned for
that's what
25
I'm
million.
Scared of. But it would be a shame. It would be such a shame because it looks so good. Like, it would be a shame to those of us who play that game and want to experience it, you know, completely remade from the ground up.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, best case scenario, I would say, and I don't want this to happen, but I would hope that this would happen if the worst thing came to be, is like they just take all of his work and then sell it or something like that. That would be the worst of the worst. I hope they don't do anything with him. I hope they allow him to just put it out. But
I mean, Nintendo have previous on that. They used, I think it was for the Wii U console shop. They used ROMs, old ROMs that had been emulated for the official store.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, they dug into the files and found out that like all the comments are like from this special ROM creator that was creating all the ROMs and whatnot. So yeah.
That's funny.
Do we have any more negative aspects about? I know some people mentioned Bethesda, but I mean, what can
I
you
didn't
really
even
say
watch
about,
it because I knew it was going to be bad.
What can you say about Bethesda that hasn't already been said? Garbage.
We put out Battle Royale and Fallout 76.
Yeah,
they definitely needed to do that.
Man, they paid that audience well, though. They were really into it.
Yeah. I suppose there isn't a positive aspect to Bethesda anymore. They've just completely eroded
it's so
that.
It's so sad.
I know.
It's so sad. Todd. Why, Todd?
Once the darlings of gaming. Now I guess that's CG Projekt Red to take up that mantle.
Yeah, now they can do no wrong. Until,
until they
until
do.
They, yeah, until they fall off the wagon.
Yeah,
I hate
to
software,
see it.
Right?
Hmm? Yeah, it's ID is pretty well regarded.
Is it it or is it ID?
I'm not sure, but I know.
I've heard id more than I've heard ID.
Like the ego and the id, you know.
Yes, that's what they're named after. Because it's capital I, small d.
Yeah, so I figured. Yeah, id Software, they do good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm guessing next E3. If we're still talking about these things in a year's time, we might actually have some hardware to talk about. Maybe they'll show off.
I'm sure that'll be the next episode of the podcast, actually.
God damn it. So, do you want to do a little bit of follow up on the game night?
Sure.
Because we haven't talked about it since you had to.
Floor. I beat the crap out of you.
If I would have landed, I would have landed on Park Place. I would have won, but I didn't.
I gotta be honest. I enjoyed it because it was, you know, it was just fun, and it was a shame the way that we had to leave it because it was bubbling over nicely. There was a good balance, but I also enjoyed it because my
camera it was awful.
Well, yeah, we know that Hammer hated it because he never showed up about how much he hated it.
Well, normally I like Monopoly. I like getting into the tactics of Monopoly, but given that I was completely screwed by RNG.
You were. Like it was so. It was the worst start I've ever seen.
It was the worst start to a Monopoly I've ever seen in my life.
It was so terrible.
Nas had the best start ever. I could not believe. I was rewatching it, re-listening to it at work. I definitely wasn't watching it. And it was like every single roll, someone landed on something Nas owned, and he was like, "Yeah, it was crazy."
I know.
And I threw it all away in the pursuit of the one turn bankrupt man.
on
Park Place.
Like, my eyes were opened because I've never really played a proper, actual competitive game of Monopoly against people who might know what they're doing. And my eyes were opened so much by the strategies and the mistakes that I made during that and the ways to play.
I told you were making a mistake.
I know, but you know,
I can't believe you.
I can't learn these things unless I make the mistakes. And in the end,
you just got so swindled.
I'm a silver-tongued devil. Yeah. I was like, oh, we both get a Monopoly. Come on, man. This is great for both of us. And
this
meanwhile, Hammer, the grizzled vet.
Just
Then the houses came down, and I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? And then there wasn't any houses for the rest of us. But I enjoyed going through that experience to learn those strats and, like, wow, okay, that's the completely different side to Monopoly that I didn't even, you know, think about.
Well, it's too bad we're never ever playing it again. Ever.
Well, in the end, everybody got beaten by the AI, so you know, I stuck with it as long as I could until the AI, you know, destroyed me. But yeah,
I saw the AI started putting down hotels. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Really good. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. Next game night's gonna be.
So the game continued after we left.
Yeah, I continued it because the AI. Stuck around. I think it was, Nos bankrupt, so there was me and RDT who left, and then RDT turned into the AI. And then I made another mistake. I had control. Like, I learned this afterwards that, you know, if you've got the highest value stuff, don't change anything. And I changed something. I thought, okay, I'll get a Monopoly. I'll trade the AI. I'll get a Monopoly and he'll get another Monopoly. But he was getting like yellow and I was going to get red. And then he just took all the houses off his ones, put hotels on them, and put houses then that were now freed on his newly acquired yellows. So yep. I was in a much worse position than I would have been if I'd just stuck with having the oranges. Oh. And there was no houses available for anyone.
See, the next game you play, you just need to not trade. you just
keep everything. Nobody does, you know, nobody gets anywhere. But, you know,
like
I learned
Hammer.
A lot during
like
that game. Let's put it that way.
Nice.
Next game is going to be Wreckfest, isn't it?
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Yeah, I've been playing a bit of Wreckfest recently. It's pretty good.
Oh, did
it's
you?
A good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Does it run on your computer?
Yes, this is like a pretty decent computer.
Oh, it's
do you got, think you'll be able
Ryzen
to
Ryzen 5, Radeon named, I don't know. Stuff.
Do you think you'll be able to stream at the same time as playing it?
No chance.
No. Okay. That's a shame.
I'll stream. I'll play on the wheel.
At least you should at least try and record your footage. So maybe a YouTube channel or something.
Does AMD have any equivalent to Shadowplay at all?
No idea.
I don't know, actually.
I think they do. I'm pretty sure they
do. I would imagine
they might could try to set that up for you.
Yeah.
That you could probably stream with that.
Or just use OBS.
Yeah, I have OBS.
Well, you'd still have to.
Sorry, I thought you meant to record. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Wreckfest should be fun.
Has anybody got in contact with Carnage Racing yet?
No.
We should probably do that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh no! When is the next game night?
Oh no!
It would be the second. So 2 weeks. Okay, today.
So the 13th.
Second. All right, cool. Second Saturday of next.
Because next week is America's birthday. So.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Who cares?
Yeah.
Everyone should.
Everyone should.
Yes.
So, I guess, do you guys have anything else to bring up?
No, not particularly.
Well, let's open up the phone bank for people. Get in there if you want to ask any questions.
Brother.
Yeah.
Any of us?
What about the casino?
Hey! Casino DLC, GTA. Don't care.
Get the viewers in there, huh?
I actually kind of care. I hope that it's good.
I do. I mean, we can do little thoughts. Like, I really just hope that there's something there for people who don't know.
What the hell?
My lights are now.
Alas has gone dark.
Office lights off. Wait, no, not off. On. Dang it.
What?
All right, hold on.
It's the Alabama
Ripper. I
don't
know why my lights just went off. Alexa, office lights on. Okay, there we go. Wow. The AI overboard decided that it needed to be dark.
Oh, my God.
Do you have like an Alexa or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it didn't like something that you
Alexa.
Said.
Yeah,
just ordering my mother around.
That was kind of like interesting because it was like seeing a power cut, but not actually a power cut. Like, because it couldn't have possibly been because you were still there. So
just... I don't know why that happened, honestly.
Chat don't know this, but I actually had a very similar situation a little bit earlier in the podcast. Storm kicked off up here in Scotland. Yeah. Thunder and lightning. My power just went completely out. That's the first time that that's happened since I lived here. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was weird. Everything in my house went off apart from my PC.
Wow.
My PC stayed on.
That's impressive.
So, yeah,
we had a power cut just, I think it was this week. It was Monday. 10 minutes after finishing recording the last Steward Room episode with Super GT, I had a power cut.
By the way, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a good episode. We should do more of those. It's interesting that less people watch that episode than the previous two, which is a shame, but it was... Yeah, thank you. But yeah, 10 minutes after finishing up with that, and we actually got through it pretty quick, it went flawlessly, that I had a power cut, and then Discord stopped working globally. So it would have been like, if we'd taken 10 minutes longer, we wouldn't have gotten it done. So, yeah, power cuts... No good.
Well, anyway. GTA 5 Casino DLC.
I hope there's something for everybody. Like, there's going to be a lot of people coming back for
this. Just want, like, more garage slots and more cars. Even though I have 9 free garage slots, I just want more garage slots and a ton more cars.
Yo, are they going to do a horse racing, what do you call those, adversary mode? Just put it in from Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I don't know.
I hope the casino's good. I hope it is.
We haven't had a DLC for more than 6 months now. This is the longest stretch we've ever had. I hope that there's something fresh and new and good about it. I expect that it will just be another business-like nightclub that you do something with. Maybe extra little stuff around that, and then that's kind of it. But
hey, I mean, the nightclub's still cool to be inside.
Yeah, hopefully they do more of something, but you know, I'm not expecting it. It's been too many years of expectations not forming into what actually turns out. So,
yeah, nothing has ever come to be what the expectations were supposed to be.
What's the betting that they lock one car behind a slot's grand prize?
Oh, my
God.
Why did you even do that? It's going to be like Forza Horizon all over again. I'm going to just be addicted to wheel spins.
They did that. They did that for Test Drive Unlimited 2. They had a casino in the game, and you could win an exclusive car. I did actually win it. So,
and that is the only car in the entire DLC that doesn't have advanced handling flags.
Yeah.
No, that's the Dominator. Like Mach 1 variant that everybody's gonna want. Yeah. It's gonna be like behind that wheel spin.
This is something that. In the chat there, Porker in Red Dead Redemption 2. Is it actual? Because I haven't even played Red Dead Redemption 2 online at all, and I'm not bothered. But have they actually gambling in Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead Online? Like with poker, can you legitimately?
Yeah, you can play poker.
You can buy money in game and then gamble.
No, you buy the gold bars. That's how it's separated. So you don't use like the there's money in gold bars, whereas in GTA it's just money,
So you can't buy with real world money anything that you would be using to gamble. No. Okay, well that's the difference. Like I can't see them including anything gambling in GTA Online, and if they do, that's crossing a line.
I have a feeling they're going to introduce a second currency like poker chips
or something.
But it has to have no link.
We're on the same page, RDT.
Yeah. But it has to have no link whatsoever to in-game money. There has to be no way you can get poker chips from in-game money.
They're going to make it so that they still somehow swindle money out of you, that you can only get poker chips through the business of the casino, which you would then be able to buy with real-world money.
You just get a daily allotment of chips to use.
Like the nightclub where it earns 70k in the safe or something, that becomes like chips that just accumulate and you can use in the casino.
Oh, yeah. they can call it just skimming.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm more interested and in intrigued to see what they do with this DLC than I have been for a while, to be honest. But I was really interested in what they would do, because Arena War seemed like it would be something brand new and amazing, and it turned out to be, garbage.
Boring?
Yeah. Like, it's just the way that Rockstar implements things. That if they'd given a bit more freedom to the things that they included in that DLC to other aspects of the game, or opened up things from that DLC to other aspects of the game, like using other cars in those races, using the props from those Arena Creator in regular races. If they were just a bit more open with stuff, but again, it's always the same with Rockstar. Yeah. But we'll see.
Well, whatever they add, we'll just throw it on 5M and it'll be great.
That's true.
Speaking of which, did you want to mention the video that you just put up? And that's in the notes.
Video that went up today of Formula One cars in GTA, basically. With the Project Homecoming CW19 vehicle. That was a ridiculously remarkable experience to see those vehicles and race those vehicles in GTA. It is pretty much a Formula One car in GTA. There's Formula E cars as well. The video went up just as we're recording this. And massive props to everyone on that for the Project Homecoming server on 5M.
Yeah,
who do incredible work. And hopefully any drip feeding content I can jump on the server and have a look at on the morning of the DLC.
Hopefully so.
I guess
get on the server and play some more. I just don't have time.
I guess the next podcast we're probably going to be talking about that DLC.
I hope so.
I would imagine it would be out by then. But yeah, massive props. I just wanted to mention it. I'm sure most people who are watching this have already either seen that video or saw the stream where we were racing those cars. But yeah, massive props. Right, last episode, follow-up, comments and all that kind of stuff. I can't remember anything from the last episode, so I guess it's just comments.
What was the last episode? Oh, I wasn't in the last episode.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. The hilarity of the last episode. Did you catch up on the highlights that were? There was one highlight on my second channel, and then that happened after the podcast, and then one from like kind of the end of the podcast that was on the podcast channel. No, didn't even look at it.
God. Nah.
Oh, is that
I'm
where
only
I
interested if I'm
completely lost it?
Yeah, you lost it completely with the whole GTA switcheroo on the chalk of the week.
Yeah. Oh, that triggered me so much.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that. Was great. You were like, no, no.
And then what was it afterwards? Something happened afterwards as well, but I can't remember what that was.
We were talking about workplace fun and games, thanks to Dr. Cola Bottle's question.
Oh, yeah, that's true as well. Yeah,
best and worst job experiences.
Yeah. Oh, the scream. That was it. The scream that turned into a donation sound. Yeah. Noss's scream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was something.
Look, I mean, I'm working for below minimum wage, 40 hours a week. You know, sometimes you just got to let it all out. You know what I'm saying?
So, comments. What was the deal with the comments?
Deal with the comments was 50 comments in total.
We actually got 2,000 views on the last podcast. That's more than I would have thought.
Wow, that's because
I was a co-host, obviously.
That's what it must have been.
Obviously.
Yeah, 50 comments.
What was the word? Oh, like a combination or a variation of RIP DT or RIP RDT or something like that.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go 34.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven.
33. Why not?
All right. 27 was the answer.
Okay. Damn it.
27. Well done, RDT. You win.
No, I didn't. We've been over this 100 million times.
No, Noss doesn't win for saying seven.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that is bull. Seven cannot be better on a guess that, and the answer was 27. Than 33 or 32.
But if you guess too much, you lose. That's the point.
God,
you know what you get?
Dumb.
You get the fat. Bum, bum, bum. That's what you get. I win.
Community questions. Do we have any?
I get to play Plinko now.
Do. we have one question from Dr. Cola Bottle.
Dr. Cola Bottle.
Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. I haven't prepared an intro. Who is your question for and what is your question?
Hello. My question is more bruffy, but any of you are free to answer.
Faces.
This is everyone, and by everyone I mean bruffy. So, as you probably know, bruffy, the past few F1 races have been truly terrible. And sleep inducing. How would you air quotes improve the current state of F1? Is there any things that you would change, like particular rules, things that you would add?
Oval track, stock cars.
Yes. Yee yee, brother.
No, it's really easy. The FIA take complete control of the sport and don't allow the teams to have any kind of say in the rules. They make the cars more ground effect oriented, like they do in the WEC, and less about the wings and all that kind of stuff. Downforce generated from under the car, so there's less wake and you can follow cars closer. Do away with DRS, and there you go.
That just sounds real simple.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with the teams being able to veto thing. I think that's just a stupid thing, because like. You know, the FIA propose something and then Mercedes go, nah, we like it the way it is.
Yeah, we're doing okay right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think any rules need to be added. Can we just ban Mercedes?
Can we have that thing that Formula E has, the attack mode thing?
That'd spice it up. Formula E's a better show than Formula One these days.
Listen,
you're asking the questions, right? You're not part of the conversation. This is the phone bank.
Oh,
not,
wow. You know. Pretty rude, bro. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Somebody's just lost a sub.
We just ban right Mercedes and replace them with Chevrolet. We need a Corvette F1 car. And
we've already got unreliability in Formula One. Thanks very much, Noss.
Excuse me. The LS engine platform is one of the most reliable engine platforms.
But wouldn't be able to compete with Formula One, would it?
It'll
just
be
LS
fine.
Swap everything.
Yes, LS swap the world, baby. LS swap the world.
Now, I was going to say, Karun Chanduk made an interesting point saying the one thing that could you do is make them use each tire in the race. So all three tires. Because then
at
you
the
could,
same
like,
time?
Yeah. You have to choose which put goes on the front, on the rear. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I've because one of the things with Formula 2 races are also more interesting because they're shorter and they shouldn't be more interesting, but they are because there's a mandatory pit stop. So when you do a mandatory pit stop, or two mandatory pit stops would be better for Formula 1, then you don't have to make the tires so bad that they drive 10% of what they can drive just to save the tires, because over the course of the race, that's quicker than making multiple pit stops. You say that, okay, you have to make two pit stops. You've got to use all three types of tire, but then you can actually make the tires. You can improve the tires, and one will just last less long than the other one, but you can still lean on them a lot because you've got to do those mandatory pit stops anyway. Yeah, I've thought that previously as well, but you know, it's so the whole thing is garbage because there isn't
the
just one person
garbage.
At the top who
okay,
makes the
look,
decisions.
You just need to come to the realization that Formula One's terrible. It's a terrible sport.
Yeah,
it's so boring. It's so boring.
It is. Like, I can't even disagree with you. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's bad. It is. It's a bad sport. But you know, it's the pinnacle of motor racing, and it's the worst form of motor racing.
You could also improve Formula One by taking it back from behind the paywall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true as well.
But how would you do that, though? That's, you know...
Scums.
Yeah, they are scums.
We need more American drivers. Can we get Scott Speed back?
Scott Speed.
He's got to be real fast.
BTCC is much better. Although the last few races haven't been that great because, yeah... The leaders got out front, but there's always then the third race that brings it back. But yeah,
so
there's lots of different racing series that are more entertaining. IndyCar is more entertaining. Rallycross is infinitely more entertaining. Formula E, there's so much more.
I mean, there's just something special for me when it comes to racing about seeing cars that are modified versions of cars that I could one day go out and buy. I mean, that's why NASCAR and stock car was so big there. You know, when it was first coming up, because those were just modified regular cars that you could go buy. I'll never have a Formula One car, you know, but I could buy a Corvette, you know, I could buy an Audi, you know, that's why it's so, that's why it's objectively better.
Yeah.
That's why I like GT3 racing. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good question. Thank you. That sparked some interesting discussion.
That was good timing. We've had a late call in from Mr. Matty H. You want to take his call? Do we want to take his call?
Oh, sure.
That's really close to the time. I think no.
Well, that's what I was saying.
I don't care.
So.
It's okay. Let's just do it.
Hello, caller. You're on the Chokey Hazard Podcast. What's your question for? What's your question?
What?
So my question is, I was just wondering if you think of a critically acclaimed game that you don't like, apart from GTA 5, let's say.
Yeah, we all hate GTA 5.
Critically acclaimed game that I don't like.
That's
Red Dead Redemption
question.
2.
Dang.
Son of a bitch.
Wrong.
Get out of here.
Get out.
I'm going to say the Gears of War franchise.
Yeah. That's a good answer. I can see so many people.
Every
just not
game
with that
David Cage has ever made, they're piles of trash. I will stand by that. They're fun. Don't get me wrong. They're fun.
No, they're not critically acclaimed.
Yes, they are. People are like, oh my God, Detroit Become Human. It's so emotional. I'm crying right now because of this video game.
No. Oh, you know what else, actually? Telltale game. Those are critically acclaimed, and I'm not a fan.
Nah. I like how most people in the chat are saying Gears of War after having watched my playthrough. I'm so sick of people leaving for when I start playing Gears of War.
Look, I'm sorry. It's not, I mean...
I did.
The worst thing is I get it, but I'm not happy that I get
you,
it.
I said to you at the end of Gears 1... Gears 2 better be less brown. And it was. Gears 2 was less brown, but it was infinitely more grey. Holy crap, that's... I could hardly tell that there was somebody moving about on screen most of the time.
Listen, Gears 3, you get a bit more color. It's the best one. I keep telling everybody, you got to give Gears 3.
You just
got
to keep playing the series, and then the color palette gets better.
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to play through two games for it to get better in one area that all other games are better at.
Now that I agree with. But if someone tells me, like, man, play this game, and, like, you know, just play it for 47 hours. On the 48th hour, bro, this game comes
Listen. Gears 1 and 2 were released in 2006 and 2008, right? What else was released during that time that people seemed to like, was also said to be too drab and too grey and too nothing?
GTA
4. That's right. Just the gaming, you know, games back then. They didn't have the capabilities of what you see now.
No, I've got two words for you, Vice and City. Vice City.
Different
was nice
time.
And colorful, wasn't it? It was earlier. Exactly. So how can they lose color
well,
over
what? What if the choice of being brown and drab was an artistic decision to make you feel a certain emotion?
That's actually, I mean,
inside,
a lot of people didn't like Gears 3.
Dead inside, because I do feel that.
A lot of people had a problem with Gears 3 for not being as dark and for being more colourful, because it kind of took it away from the roots of the series and you know, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, Hammer, you could be like, Super Mario 64 is super colourful. Like, that's not a good argument.
Are super colourful.
Yeah, but you have more detail in Gears and GTA with less color, because it's, I don't know, less demanding.
Not sure.
You have less,
I agree with that.
Less detail in Vice City, and more color.
I'm not sure if I agree with that. But
anyway, everybody should watch Gears 3's playthrough when it happens.
No, your overall point, I was meaning, not that particular part of it.
But yeah, I'm struggling to think of a game that I actually like. Don't like because I haven't played enough games.
We sometimes forget you don't play video games.
Yeah, but you know, the Call of Duty games have been incredibly successful, and I just don't like them. I don't play them.
Fair.
So that's probably the closest I can get to something that I actually don't like.
That's
but
fair.
In terms of something that I've given a, you know, I've actually played through and didn't like as much as what critics and other people thought I should have done, was the original Red Dead. I would probably say that. And I think that again, that was probably because I played it 10 years too late.
Yeah.
Again, another not very colourful game.
I don't know. I thought Red Dead was pretty.
From that era, it was just that era of games. You know,
I thought it was pretty.
Yes,
colorful.
It's kind of colourful.
I thought it was alright.
Been to tall trees.
It was a bit drab. I thought.
You ever been to tall trees?
Anyway, good question. That actually, that was an interesting question. Right. So, do you have anything for us, RDT, or should we just skip past it without even mentioning it?
I'll give a half-assed one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I had only just realized that we aren't doing an episode after this and before Birthday of America, so my cousin didn't plan on coming down, Mr. Ulysses S. Northcutt. But I do have a refreshing little ditty by the makers of, I don't know why I said the makers, they're the brewery, by Founders Brewery. It seems like something that they probably drummed up while they were smoking DMT or like dropping acid, just because, I don't know, this makes no sense. There's no connection whatsoever. It's a Gosa style, which means it's a bit sour. It's got a little bit of watermelon in it. It's very refreshing on a nice hot summer day when you're out there with your shirt off, cleaning out the pool while, you know, some 50-year-old guy oils up his stomach looking at you. But yeah, it's very refreshing. It's called Green Zebra. If you can get a good look at this little freaky looking zebra.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's good. It's got sea salt. It's got watermelon. It opens up real loud. And enjoy.
Green Zebra. We need to start making money off this. Like, we need to start bringing in beer sponsorships. Friday team.
Not gonna happen.
I want a sponsorship from Natterdays.
I need to find that. I can't find Natterday anywhere.
You can't find any Natterday? No. Dude, I could go to the corner store right now and get you like 20.
You need to do that for the next podcast. You need to send him some so I can have him.
Just FedEx you some Natterdays. I'm sure it would arrive in good condition.
Yeah. All
right.
I don't know if this is what zebras taste like.
Especially, well, that's what green zebras taste like.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, I get it. Because it's like a watermelon.
Green zebra. Or zebra, as we would pronounce it.
As you would pronounce it incorrectly, I guess.
All right.
The language boys, get used to it.
Yeah, and we took it from you.
A Twitch specialist driving channel being sponsored by an alcoholic beverage. Yeah, I suppose that doesn't really fit, does it?
Well, I mean, beer sponsors NASCAR cars.
Yeah,
now.
That's true.
Do they still sponsor NASCAR cars?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
Jewel, I bet.
I like how they kicked out the tobacco sponsors, but they just, you know.
Beer
is sponsored by a beer.
Yeah. For a motorsport.
No more Skull and Copenhagen, just Miller Lite and Budweiser.
Yeah.
You ready for some chalk of the week?
I guess.
Man, I know when I'm sitting in the bed of my F-250 with my woman, I want myself a nice dip of Copenhagen Wintergreen. that's the kind of sponsorship we need.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Right, so we've got, as Noss is going to be very happy about.
Dude, oh man, I was so excited when he linked these, man. Oh man.
All three chokes this weekend, not GTA.
So GTA is dead. GTA is dead.
There isn't even a chance for GTA to win just by proxy of being GTA. So it should be an interesting one.
It's amazing.
I will say our second choke this week is against AI, but I thought it was good enough to be included.
That's okay. Fine.
That's right. Fine.
Let's start it. If it will load. There we go. Forza. Forza Horizon.
Yes, Forza Horizon 4 in glorious widescreen 4K resolution.
And then going through
the
checkpoints.
Have you started
the
clip?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're in
He's got the Weeb mobile.
Just
very weeb.
Are we in third place right now? Oh, yeah. Not anymore, we're not.
Oh, boy.
We get to see Ford's brand new collision detection system on the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's straight into the barrier right before the finish line. Slowdown applied, wall collision.
Yeah.
Oof.
His team still won the event, though.
Dude, that Mercedes wagon is pretty sweet. I'm going to be honest. We need more wagons. I'm going to go buy a Roadmaster estate wagon.
That wasn't a Mercedes wagon, by the way.
What? Yes, it was.
All right, next clip.
A super mini.
We're on... GT Sport. In a GT3 race, it looks like.
Yeah, he's in a McLaren.
Yeah. In the lead. Position 1 out of 20 after 15 laps. Okay, that's significant. Oh, but it's against AI, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
But still. I mean, the AI isn't too far away from him. It's only like, what, 2 seconds?
I can't follow what's happening with all these cinematic.
So he's spun around on the final corner of the race.
Yes, he just spun.
And lost the race. After 15 laps.
He almost re-entered the line of the guy behind him, too.
After a half an hour race, spins around 360, but then still loses the win on the final corner.
Wait, this has been half an hour?
Half an hour. Well, 15 laps, 2 minutes a lap, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then Crash Team Racing for the final clip.
What?
Yes.
I was playing this on Wednesday, doing a lot better than I previously was.
Specifically titled a non-GTA.
It was fun, actually. I raged on it as well.
It's possibly the most frustrated I've ever been watching a stream, watching you playing Crash Team Racing.
But wasn't I much better by the end?
Are we watching this?
I don't know. I didn't hang around for the end.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Sure.
Into first.
Son of a... You lucky crikey! You lucky...
Oh no, he's been overtaken at the end!
Don't make this shit up!
I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
Get for playing this crash.
Well, there you go. Those are the clips. Lost right at the end. I like the little editing on that one, but which was the choke of the week? Vote on the poll. I wonder who that clip could have been from. Yeah, I have no idea. It's not as if the screen said any. To be fair, look, watching that clip of Crash, like, now having played it for 3 hours, I see the, well, I see how much better it could have been.
I stopped watching when you were trying to do racing lines on a karting game. That was the most infuriating thing that I've ever seen.
Isn't like the whole point of those games to like basically just slide all the time?
Yes.
At max speed?
Yeah, I got that by the end.
Fastest way to
I got that by the end. You know, I was much quicker. I even went into an online race and I finished second.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I've watched some of Doodle Monopoly's world record Mario Kart run, so I'm something of a kart racer myself. And it seems like sliding around is, because he's always just, woohoo!
I watched Joshimus's Crash Team Racing world records. Not world records, but records. It's good. It's good. That's why I said, I tweeted you, Brof. I said,
yeah,
you should check Joshimus out.
But I learn by, you know, doing it myself and failing miserably and then getting it. If someone tells me how to do it, I'm not going to get it. So I had to go through the pain of not having a clue what I was doing.
Hey, what's this mention of RAM in the chat? There's also something in the...
yeah, I did put it down to talk about, but then I thought, let's not bother.
Yes.
So
the document.
So I've been having a few issues with Project Homecoming lately. Other people aren't having the issues at the same time as I am, but I've transferred everything, you know, to the second PC, and things seem like they're a lot better on the second PC, but I've been having this recurring issue where things just... Yes, Insomniac issues. Things just freeze, and I have, like, massive frame drops. I can be at 60 FPS solid for a while, and then it'll just go... Like, it'll just freeze for a whole second and then be back again. And I don't know, and I've been trying to figure out why, because I'm not running anything else on that second PC. It's got a 1080 in there. It's got a decent processor still from my old processor. I've been trying to figure it out. So then we talked on Discord about it in the Tech Talk channel, and we were trying to figure out what it was after the last stream. The GFred was particularly jumpy. And someone said, just, you know, we checked a few things and settings, changed some settings and stuff. And then someone said, how much RAM do you have? And I was like, look, I've got 16 gigs of RAM. I don't need to check. But I turned on the PC specifically. I was like, all right, I'm turning it on to check. And I loaded it up and looked at it, and I wasn't quite sure how to say it, but I had 8 gigs of RAM in there. Because I'd taken 2 gigs out when I turned that PC into a living room PC, and I was going to give those two sticks of RAM, so 8 gigs of RAM, to Xerxy, so she could put it in her PC. So I thought at that point, okay, she's got my RAM, I'm taking it back. And that was that's a big thing. Support from what everybody was saying in the Tech Talk channel as well, having 8 gigs of RAM isn't enough for something like Project Homecoming and GTA in general.
No,
online or whatever.
I'm pretty sure 8 gigabytes is how much the CW19 takes, just to look.
Yeah. So I went to look at her PC, and then I looked at the RAM, and I was like, wait, that none of those are the RAM that I used to have, so where is mine? And all this time they've been sat in a drawer. These two extra sticks of RAM. So I've had 8 gigs of RAM since I made this piece.
Don't you hate it when you misplace RAM?
I know. But I took them out to give to her, and then I ended up obviously not doing that, and they've just been in that drawer. all this time, and obviously I didn't need them when it was just a PC in the living room, but then since I brought it back up here and used it as my second PC for the games to get away from all the issues that I was having with the multiple screens and stuff and running all the games on the same PC that I run the stream from, obviously I forgot that I didn't have the full beans of RAM in there, and the RAM was actually sat in the drawer all this time. So all these issues that I've been having with Project Homecoming and the frame drops and the skipping and stuttering and stuff, for no, because since moving to the PC, the second PC, I'm hoping the next 5M stream is going to be just, you know, running flawlessly now that I've got 16 in there. So yeah, that's my story of idiocy for this month.
That's a mess.
I know.
Job. So Dr. Cola Bottles sent us another image. Remember he sent us an image at the end of last podcast?
Oh no.
We don't do flawlessly.
Popped it in the choke chat for you.
Oh, oh this.
Dear
nice.
Lord God.
So you're wanting some more... What? Do you want some more garage space, Noss?
Yes. More garage. Well, actually, we kind of need more cars. Because like I said, I have 9 free slots. I have a whole floor of the arena open.
No, my garages are just a mess. I've got... Basically, my garages are just a slew of cars that I bought to test and then have done nothing with in the hopes that I'll have to test them again.
My garages are perfect. They're all organized. Every car is beautiful. It's great.
Totally forgot we had a choke chat or choke of the week thing going on.
We sure do. Yeah. 45 votes out of 117 viewers.
Just call it. Nobody else is going to vote. I want to go home.
All right. In third place was choke number 3, GTA.
Is it a clear cut winner?
Crash Team Racing. It certainly is a clear cut winner. Okay. Yeah. So
choke number 3 in Crash Team Racing was in third place.
Yep, by GTA Man, and the winner is choke number 2, the GT Sport Spin.
That was correct.
After a half hour race.
I agree.
Well done, Righty 250.
Yes, that's very good. That's a very good choke.
And who was our first choke from?
Our first choke was from Oleg.
Oleg. Yeah, that the second choke was absolutely the right. My God, that was just to lose the half hour race, even though it was against AI,
almost as good as running out of fuel on the back straight
spot. I don't think that choke's ever gonna get beat. That is the single greatest choke I've ever seen. There you go then. What word are we going to use for this week, this month, this episode? CW19. No, RAM.
RAM is what we include.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, RAM. Someone complimented my shirt. Thank you. Thank you.
You can get it in red?
Thank you. No, this is their Miata. It's not mine. Yeah. It's not supposed to be mine. I have to explain that every time. Like, why is it red like your car? But it's not
okay. No it's, need it's for their, that.
Oh, I will give props to anyone who leaves a comment of RAM, but on the gears in the Gears of War way of saying RAM. And if you don't know what that means, then you're not worthy to know.
Is there an H in there somewhere?
All right, that'll do us for this week.
I get it from watching this morning. I just remembered.
All right, do you want to go? I can't speak anymore. That's it. We're done.
All right, hey, you want to say goodbye, guys?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for finishing this for me.
Goodbye, guys.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.